The water rose higher and higher, and while Pooh floated about in his honey pot canoe and Piglet on his chair, everyone else gathered at the driest spot in the forest, Christopher Robin's house. There, Christopher Robin discovered Piglet's message in the bottle and read it aloud.
Help! Piglet! Me! Owl, you fly over to Piglet's house and tell him we'll make a rescue.
A rescue? Yes, yes, of course, of course.
As Owl flew over the flood, he spotted two tiny objects below. One was little Piglet, caught in a whirlpool. The other was Pooh, trying to get the last bit of honey from his honey pot. Owl told them that a rescue was underway, but poor Piglet was growing more nervous by the moment. Owl tried to help.
Oh, then, to divert your small mind from your unfortunate predicament, I shall tell you an amusing anecdote. It concerns a distant cousin of mine who became so frightened during a flood that he...
I beg your pardon, Al, but I think we're coming to a flutterfall, a flateral fall, a very big waterfall.
Piglet paddled frantically with his foot, trying to avoid the edge of the waterfall, but nothing could be done. Both Piglet and Pooh toppled over the falls and down into the pool below. When Pooh opened his eyes, he found himself floating downstream on Piglet's chair, with the honey pot floating right alongside. Both the pot and Pooh bobbed up and down while Owl continued his story. Up ahead, Christopher Robin saw Pooh approaching.
Pooh, thank goodness you're safe. Have you seen Piglet?
Just then, a familiar-looking head popped up out of the floating honey pot.
Oh, excuse me, I have... Oh, what I mean is... Here I am.
Christopher Robin carefully lifted Piglet out of the jar.
Pooh, you rescued Piglet!
I did?
Yes, and it was a very brave thing to do.
It was?
You are a hero.
I am?
And as soon as the flood is over, I shall give you a hero party.
Soon after that blustery day, Christopher Robin kept his word and organized a hero's party to celebrate Pooh's rescuing Piglet.
Attention, everybody! Now this party is a hero party because of what someone did. And that someone is...
But before Christopher Robin could finish, Eeyore trudged up to the table.
I found it.
Found what, Eeyore?
House for Owl. If you want to follow me, I'll show it to you.
Everyone followed Eeyore to see the new house he had found for Owl. But to their surprise, Eeyore stopped in front of...
Piglet's house!
Why are you stopping here, Eeyore?
This is it. Owl's new house.
Piglet gulped a very big gulp.
It's the best house in the whole world.
Tell them it's your house, Piglet.
Oh, no, Pooh. This house belongs to our very good friend Owl.
But, Piglet, where will you live?
I guess I shall live, I shall live...
With me. You shall live with me, won't you, Piglet?
With you? Oh, thank you, Pooh Bear. Of course I will.
Pooh put his arm around Piglet while Christopher Robin knelt beside him.
Piglet, that was a very grand thing to do.
And so the one hero party became a two hero party. Pooh was a hero for saving Piglet, and Piglet was a hero for giving Owl his grand home in the beech tree.